last week's DraftKings DFS lineup hit in 50-50. It also won in the tournament. Not won the whole thing, but, you know, placed. So that's the third straight week that these lineups are cooking. Big thanks to Michael Wilson and Trey McBride for that. Today, it's three games, the 4 p.m. Eastern Time slate on DraftKings. And that's Seahawks hosting the Vikings, Chargers hosting the Raiders, Steelers hosting the Bills. This lineup assumes that Seattle will crush Minnesota, that Minnesota really, by halftime, will be finished. It also assumes that the Chargers will comfortably beat the Raiders. I'm looking at Justin Herbert leaning on his successful partnership with Keenan Allen. We'll get to that in a second, because the Chargers really need a win. And I think that Keenan Allen, who has not done much in recent weeks, will rebound sharply. And finally, Steelers at home to the Bills. Fascinating game. I'm having trouble figuring out what to do. In an original lineup, I hedged with Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, but I'm going to go cheaper at running back so I can get one extra good wide receiver. Start things off, I'm going Herbert at quarterback. There's obviously Sam Darnold, who I could take, but I think that Herbert is in line to get 20-plus points. That offensive line, that injured offensive line, is trouble, but I don't think the Raiders will do enough to stop Justin Herbert from getting his, you know, 280-plus yards, 2-plus touchdowns. The backfield, I've got Seattle. That's my hedge. Very cheap. $5,300 and $4,800 in a $50,000 fake salary cap. That's really cheap. If you can get two running backs for a combined $10,100, you're going places if they produce. That's the key. It is a hedge. I do believe that since Seattle will comfortably beat Minnesota, and since I believe that Seattle will force some turnovers, including in Minnesota's territory, that we might see one or two cheap scores, 1 yard, 2 yard scores. They're obviously not cheap at all, but you know what I'm saying. Dives, whatever it takes, Charbonnet and Walker will get their points combined. Combined, I'm looking at 24 plus points. That's the hope. At wide receiver, I've got Jackson Smith and Jigba. For those of you who've been following me since the summer, as you probably know, Smith and Jigba was my pick. I did this on X Twitter. To be the surprise number one overall wide receiver. He was my one pick. I ranked him well ahead of his ADP, and he is the real deal, as everybody knows. He's very expensive, but I got to go with him. The other wide receivers I have are Ladd McConkey and the previously mentioned Keenan Allen. Again, if I'm going Herbert, then I have to believe that he's going to target some of his wide receivers. That's kind of how it works. If I believe Herbert's going to have a good day, unless you're Aaron Rodgers throwing to your tight ends, in general, one or two wide receivers are going to benefit. That's where I'm going. That's where the good value is, in my opinion. At tight end, I'm going super cheap because that's the way it's got to work with this lineup. I could go expensive with Brock Bowers and then go super cheap at wide receiver. Instead, I'm going cheap at tight end with Pat Freiermuth, on the assumption that the Steelers will need to stay competitive against the Bills and that Freiermuth is a one of the top targets through the air. And Khalil Shakir is my flex. It's a tough call, but not really. The Steelers are terrible against the pass. They're much tougher against the run, which is why I'm staying away from the very expensive James Cook. And I think Shakir as the clear number one. He's a bit of a boom bust in a sense, because you never know if Keon Coleman is active, if he's going to be the number one, although he's been in the doghouse. And you never know if any other guy is going to be the dominant one. But more often than not, I would say 70% chance Shakir is going to lead this offense. And that's good enough for me at $5,500. And finally, with only 4,000 left, I'm going 3,900 on the Seahawks defense. I normally would spend much less on defense and then just let the chips fall elsewhere by adding a better player at another position. But in this case, since I think the Seahawks are a good bet for 15 plus points on the defensive side, that is DST points, I'm going with the Seahawks. So again, we've got Herbert, Walker, Charbonnet, JSN, McConkey, and Keenan Allen, Pat Freiermuth, Khalil Shakir, Seahawks defense. Let's see if we can go for four in a row. Good luck if you're playing a lineup today. Good luck if you're in a fantasy league and you've got a win today. And we'll see you tomorrow.